Well, we've been fortunate the last few days as it relates to the severe weather threat. May not be quite as lucky today. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Gracie alongside It's Pensacola Right Now. And this is News Radio 92.3. So just want to really quickly here kind of run down what we are seeing. The National Weather Service about 45 minutes ago putting out an update here. And in this update, they do say that there is a higher confidence in severe weather affecting our immediate listening area of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And the most likely threats in this would be damaging wind with gusts reaching 60 miles per hour. Also, large hail threat with the potential that the hail could be as large as tennis balls. Tornado also cannot be ruled out, mainly over the Northwest Florida panhandle. So the message, of course, is the same, whether it looks like we're going to be lucky or not to stay weather aware. The timing is pretty much any time now until 6 o'clock this evening. That's the prime time for this update here from the National Weather Service. So, of course, we'll be on the air through 7 o'clock and later on if need be. But for now, that's what we're looking at. So I just want to get you the most up-to-date information here as we get started, and we'll let you know as we see any new alerts popping up. Right now, the only alert in our listening area is a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect until 9 o'clock. But as we check out the News Radio ThreatNet radar right now, kind of the same thing that we saw yesterday. The storm system, though, moving a little bit more south than it was yesterday. So we'll just wait and see what happens throughout the show here. Top three stories here before we get to traffic and weather together. Talking about those storms from yesterday, as of this afternoon, over 100,000 homes and businesses were still without power due to the severe weather that swept across the south. Alabama, the hardest hit, with over 40,000 powerless. Also, plenty more in Florida, down east in the panhandle, Georgia and Mississippi as well.
And the Supreme Court could rule on two major cases as it heads to its final stretch of this current session. Back in February, they heard arguments over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive $20,000 of student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. Justice could issue a ruling for the cases as soon as Friday.
And Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the DOJ to avoid an indictment in his classified documents investigation. The Washington Post says that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to quietly negotiate a deal in the case as he felt that Attorney General Merrick Garland might consider taking an exit ramp to avoid the prosecution of a former president. Trump, though, was not interested after hearing more advice from other attorneys who suggested fighting prosecution instead. It's 4:15 right now. We've got traffic and weather together, followed by another feature on the history of the Blue Angels.
That's right. Well, our roads are looking good right now, despite the bad rain we may be seeing in just a bit here. But I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, and 29 all the way up to McDavid, Century, into Flemington, not seeing anything to slow you down. For weather, we kind of got an update with Joe just a few minutes ago, but just to keep in mind, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some severe weather making its way kind of southbound towards Pensacola, making its way towards the coast. Right now, it's right getting into Atmore, Century area. So just keep that in mind, and it'll have strong winds, possible hail, things like that. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And that is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 p.m. It is 89 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And this Blue Angels history is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
Shortly after the 1946 Omaha Air Show, the Blue Angels made the transition from the Grumman F6F Hellcat to the sleek Grumman F8F Bearcat, the world's fastest piston engine plane. They took delivery from the Grumman factory on Long Island, New York, and on August 15, 1946, they headed back to NAS Jacksonville on what was supposed to be a nonstop flight. But a little over a third of the way there, each plane experienced trouble controlling the trim of the aircraft. They radioed NAS Norfolk, explained their troubles, and asked permission to land. A few minutes later, NAS Norfolk radioed back that Grumman had called to say the planes were unsafe to fly. Not the kind of information a pilot likes to receive when flying about a mile in the air. The problem was that, having taken off the guns, ammunition cans, and armor, the center of gravity was thrown way off as fuel was burned. But they managed to land, safely refuel, and continued to Jacksonville, this time stopping frequently to top off their fuel tanks. Adding 50 pounds of lead ballast corrected the problem, and with only 15 hours of practice in the planes, the Blue Angels performed at a Denver air show in their new Bearcats. It was in these new Bearcats that the Blue Angels developed what would become their trademark four-plane diamond formation. 5 weeks later, tragedy struck. On September 29, 1946, during an air show celebrating their move from Cecil Field to their new home base of NAS Jacksonville, more than 6,000 visitors watched in horror as Lieutenant Robbie Robinson's plane crashed into the runway. He was completing a series of vertical diving rolls and started to make a high G pullout at 600 miles per hour. Suddenly, the left outboard wing section of his Bearcat sheared off. The plane slammed into the runway, leaving a 12-foot crater. It was the Blue Angels' first fatality. Robinson was mourned by the remaining Blue Angels, but 6 days later, they performed a successful air show in Oakland, California, and continued their 31 shows around the country, including performances at NAS Pensacola and at Whiting Field in Milton. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels shoot down an enemy aircraft during their exhibition. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Me and Fear, we had a thing in 1993. Told me I was wasting time with all these silly dreams.
That's Cola right now on News Radio 92.3, 421 here on a Thursday. I hope you've had a great Thursday, great week so far, and certainly keeping our eye on the sky. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock our time tonight, although it looks like the prime time for some storms here is going to be right around 6 o'clock, if not a little bit before that. So we certainly got our eye on the ThreatNet radar and watching any alerts as they come in. We'll certainly pass the information along to you here, as that is certainly our primary purpose and priority, is making sure we keep as many people safe as we can if the situation calls for it here. Getting to some local and state headlines here before the Fox News update. Had a pretty bad wreck on Highway 29 this morning about 9:30, and FHB says that a 29-year-old man and an 11-year-old boy were not wearing seatbelts when their minivan crashed into the back of a dump truck who was trying to make a U-turn. This happened at around 9:30 near Pin Oak Lane. They had to extricate the man and the boy, both taken to Sacred Heart Hospital. The man was flown there in critical condition, and the boy was said to be in serious condition. So a rough situation there. We told you yesterday the National Hurricane Center monitoring four waves out in the Atlantic Basin. They're saying that right now nothing anticipated over the next 7 days, but in their last advisory, they do anticipate that a tropical wave will move off the west coast of Africa, and the conditions would be favorable for gradual development over the next week. They say that the wave could evolve into an organized tropical system next week, moving in a general west-northwest direction across the Atlantic. So we'll certainly have to keep our eye on that one. City of Pensacola is advancing on their plans to buy the old Pensacola Motor Lodge on Cervantes. The city is now planning to make an offer on that property.
This is about $1 million investment into affordable housing. And, you know, I've said over the months, whether it be different initiatives, is that we say in affordable housing, you have to be nimble. We have to be able to be proactive, which we have been. We called about several different hotels that could be multi-unit affordable housing that see if we could get online. And this is one that came through first. We'll continue to do that and look for those opportunities.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there. The city plans to fix the old motel units up and partner with an organization to operate that facility. We told you yesterday the annual summer career fair over at Pensacola State College, Career Source Escarosa helping out with that. And they're also helping out with another hiring fair, this one specific to the Blackwater Correctional Facility. They're looking for certified correctional officers, academic and vocational instructors, LPNs, and substance abuse counselors. There's a few other jobs available as well.
They have training programs for individuals that are not certified as corrections officers, but some of the positions they have available do not require a certification.
That's Bill Garner with Career Source Escarosa. That hiring event will be at their Pensacola office on North 9th Avenue next Thursday from 9 to 3. 425 right now. We'll pause for local roads and weather and hit state headlines.
Well, we're looking good right now throughout our area on I-10 and I-110 with no major slowdowns. 29 is looking good as well in both the north and southbound direction. That's going to be throughout Pensacola and through Cantonment, McDavid, and up to Century. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to be keeping our eyes on it all night, but we do have severe thunderstorm watch in effect for our area. That is going to be until 9 p.m. tonight. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, these severe thunderstorms, the real red parts are getting through Flemington and Century and Bruton right now. So it is making its way southbound kind of towards Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and Milton. So that is, again, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 p.m. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In state headlines, the mayor of Miami is tossing his hat into the 2024 presidential race. That's Francis... is the first Hispanic to enter into the GOP nomination. He says that he announced his bid because he sees that he has a different message to offer than the other candidates, and he announced his bid on ABC's Good Morning America today.
City of Tampa announcing a new police chief. It's the interim chief, Lee Bursaw, who was unanimously approved by the city council this morning.
For the last 6 months, I've been doing this job as interim and making decisions and making things happen for the better of the community and the organization. The only thing that's going to change is taking that word interim off.
And Bursaw had been serving as the interim since December when Mary O'Connor resigned after using her badge to try to get out of a traffic stop.
Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
New developments surrounding the legal battle between the parents of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. I haven't heard those two names in a while. Well, the judge is denying motions to dismiss the civil lawsuit filed by the Petito family. They are accusing the Laundries of knowing that their daughter was murdered by her then-fiancé when during a cross-country road trip in 2021 and did nothing about it. The jury trial in the lawsuit between the families is scheduled to begin May of next year.
So Governor Ron DeSantis signing the state budget today, and as he normally does during public events like this, he'll usually do the signing and then he'll take questions from reporters. And he was asked on a litany of issues today, but one of the things that stood out was his reaction to this public feud that he has had brewing with California's Gavin Newsom over the last couple of weeks. And Newsom, now, to his credit, give him credit for this, is that he was on Sean Hannity on Fox News doing an interview there. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people complain, you know, well, the liberal shows won't have on the conservatives won't go on the liberals, and yada, yada, yada. So give Newsom credit for going on the show and doing it. But he was asked if he would do a debate with Governor DeSantis, and he was like, oh, yeah, like 3 hours, and I wouldn't do any prep, and I would school him, and yada, yada, yada. Mm. So a reporter asked DeSantis about if he had any comments on that.
What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you gonna throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe, or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp?
So, and actually, DeSantis is going to be campaigning in California now on Monday. So, you know, that's probably not a coincidence that he's heading to California right now, but he'll be in Sacramento. One of those events he's speaking at will be a breakfast there. The table is said to cost $3,300 for a seat there. So pretty expensive to hear the governor campaign in California.
Wow. Well, the execution of Dwayne Owen is set to happen this evening. This is after the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thompson denied the chance of the full court to hear the arguments on why Owen should not be put to death by lethal injection.
The College Board giving the finger to Florida today says it will not consider adjusting AP courses to coincide with Florida law. The State Department of Education asked the College Board last month to modify its AP psychology curriculum in connection to a section about gender identity and sexual orientation. However, in a letter today, the College Board said, no, we're not going to do that. This comes following the fallout over the AP African American Studies course that the state rejected. 4:30 right now, we'll pause for Fox News, come back, a look at national news that they don't hit. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden met today at the White House with officials from Airbnb, Ticketmaster, and other companies discussing ways to enact all-in pricing to end so-called junk fees charged at the end of a purchase.
That's where companies fully disclose their fees up front when you start shopping, so you're not surprised at the end when you check out.
Many companies are enacting more upfront pricing in response to federal scrutiny.
The Justice Department, which was investigating potential anti-competitive acts between the PGA and Saudi-backed LIV golf tournament, is increasing its scrutiny over the proposed merger of the organizations.
The Wall Street Journal reports DOJ will review the agreement for potential antitrust law violations. The investigation also comes as U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut announces a bill to end the PGA's tax exemption.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Adobe is out with better-than-expected quarterly results. Revenue of $4.82 billion, up 10% from the year-ago period. The software developer also boosted its full-year outlook, thanks in part to confidence that generative AI will bolster the company's growth. Adobe shares, which rose 2.4% in the day's regular action, are up another 4.5% in extended trading. Make it six straight positive days for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite. The broad S&P today leaped 53 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 156. The Dow Industrial soared 428, or 1.25%. The past year or so has been a challenging time for Kohl's, but better days are ahead. That's the view of some analysts who are optimistic about new CEO Tom Kingsbury and the turnaround plan that he's overseeing at the department store chain. Kohl's shares have skidded 40% over the past 12 months. Today, they jumped 2.75%. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at OmahaSteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Doing things the hard way doesn't just define the Buffalo Bills' quest for a Super Bowl. The team and star receiver Stephon Diggs clearly have unresolved issues of some kind, but rather than keep it in-house or come clean, they've chosen a middle ground of being cryptic with fans and the media. I doubt it's the last time we hear about trouble in Western New York. I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Loaner Tool Program offers more than 80 specialty tools. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, despite the severe weather we may be getting in just a bit here. Gonna get a good look at traffic and roads just right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes are moving smoothly. That's gonna be from Pensacola up to Cantonment, McDavid, and into Flemington. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're gonna get an update from WEAR.
This weather pattern with showers and thunderstorms is not changing. We have a chance for rain really right on through the weekend and into next week as well. So rain chances are on the high side, and at times some of those showers and thunderstorms may be on the strong side. Of course, it's still going to be hot and humid. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yeah, just taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we are going to be seeing some severe thunderstorms as it's making its way south into Florida. Right now, it's right at the border. So the real severe weather right now is going to be through Atmore, as well as Flemington and Bay Minette, seeing some clusters of severe weather right now, too. That is going to bring hail and strong winds. If you do see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
850-437-1620 is the number. If you do get hail, you can text in your pictures. I'm especially curious if you get any hail the size of tennis balls. The National Weather Service said that is a possibility. So, yeah, and please don't stand outside to take the pictures. You know, do it from the comfort of your home and just, you know, use the Zoom on it. Don't want to, you know, have any accidents with hail, with a tennis ball sized hail this afternoon. Taking a look at some national headlines today. Donald Trump not having any trouble raising money for his presidential campaign following news of his indictment. His campaign has raised more than $6.5 million since last week.
Wow. And Davenport, Iowa is hiring two firms to investigate the partial collapse of the 116-year-old apartment building. That's White Birch Group LLC and SocoTech Engineering, which is going to look into the May 28th partial collapse. Earlier this week, the building owner, Andrew Wold, he's pleading guilty to failing to keep the building in safe condition and paid nearly $400 in fines and court fees.
$400 seems a little bit on the low side, I'm sure that has to do with the Iowa statutes there. Be interesting to see if there's any perhaps criminal charges filed on that. While the Supreme Court decides if President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan is constitutional, Republicans rolling out a plan of their own. The GOP introduced its Lowering Education Costs and Debt Act in the Senate, a package of bills aimed at keeping down the ever-increasing cost of higher education. The plan would make institutions be more transparent about the cost of attending and would also simplify loan repayment options and help low-income borrowers with low balances receive forgiveness sooner.
In the charge that Daniel Penny is facing in connection to the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is second-degree manslaughter. He was indicted by a grand jury that happened just yesterday, and Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges last night. The Marine veteran says that he was not trying to kill Neely, simply restraining him after Neely was threatening other riders.
So in Denver, the Nuggets just aren't going to be able to celebrate this without people getting hurt, apparently, as two people were injured in a shooting near the Nuggets championship parade today.
What?
Looked out the window and it was mass people running away from the scene.
So, of course, this happened after 10 people were injured in a shooting about a mile away from Ball Arena on Tuesday, and a fire truck carrying several Nuggets players hit a Denver police officer during the parade, and the officer sustained serious injuries in that as well.
Is Denver okay?
I mean, mostly, I guess, but I mean, yeah, this
that
is
seems
a weird.
So bizarre, though. The night of the game and the parade celebrating the game. Wow.
No, I mean, I don't, you know, like, I don't think like the, I mean, I hope not, but like, I don't think like people that are out celebrating the championship are being targeted or anything, because police said in the incident that happened Tuesday that, you know, it wasn't related to any sort of championship celebration or people that were celebrating, but, you know, it was in very close proximity to the arena. And then now you have a shooting in very close proximity to the parade. So whether or not they're directly related, I mean, this is, you know, what people are talking about, you know, in the aftermath of the championship, is that people keep getting hurt.
Ugh, so bizarre. Well, closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. The trial is determined if Robert Bowers should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Prosecutors have called law enforcement officers to testify, including one who testified that Bowers said all Jews had to die.
Yeah, more wildfire smoke once again affecting cities, especially in the upper Midwest. The wildfires in Canada resulting in record levels of air contamination in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, with the air quality index reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. Forecasters say the smoke is heading east, and so that could mean more smoke in New York, although city officials there are saying that it could hang around a Friday, but won't be anything like the orange haze that was seen last week.
Also, Southern Baptist Convention is affirming its decision to remove the major Southern California church because of woman pastors. Representatives at the SBC conference in New Orleans voted yesterday to support the decision to drum out the Saddleback Church and other two churches. Saddleback Church was founded in Los Angeles more than 40 years ago by a pastor and author, Rick Warren.
And looking at sports, we've got a couple of Major League Baseball games finished. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 4-2 today. In progress now, the Rays and the Athletics are tied at 3 in the 7th. Also, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks in the 7th inning as well. The Phillies lead 5-4. Later on TV tonight, Shohei Ohtani on the mound for the Angels against the Rangers. That starts at 7:05 on FS1. Also today, the Braves and Marlins are both off. So they're traveling to their next destinations there. But yeah, Shohei pitching on the mound. He's been absolutely white hot with the bat the last week or so. Big sporting event of the week is the U.S. Open, and right now there is a tie at the top of the leaderboard. Ricky Fowler made some history.
Ricky Fowler makes history at L.A. Country Club. It is the lowest round we have ever seen at a U.S. Open.
Yeah, so an 8-under 62 for Fowler. And that record would last about 15 minutes as Xander Schauffele matched it with an 8-under par round. So Fowler and Schauffele are tied at 8-under. You've got Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler at 3-under par. Max Homa, a world top 10, at 2-under. Also Phil Mickelson at he's through 6, so he started not too long ago. He's at 2-under par. Rory McIlroy also at 2 under. So it could be a pretty stacked leaderboard once round one is complete. They're playing out in Los Angeles, so that'll go well into the evening if you're interested there. A little late, 4:46 now. Let's get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, not going to be the same. We did actually just get a EAS report in that Okaloosa County did move up from a severe weather watch to severe weather warning. So that is in effect. And then also we have a severe weather watch in effect for Escambia County in Santa Rosa County until 9 p.m. So those heavy storms are right along the Florida-Alabama border throughout Moore Century, making its way through Crestview right now. So it is moving more to the south. So just keep that in mind as that is going to continue throughout the rest of this early evening, late afternoon. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by David's Catfish House. David's Catfish House is located on Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
President Biden announcing today that several companies, including SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, and Live Nation, have pledged to tell U.S. consumers the full price of concert tickets up front.
They're a matter for working folks like the homes I grew up in, and they can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
And there have been pressure on the major entertainment companies to reduce sky-high junk fees. Both companies have pledged to start that new process in September.
The FDA is meeting today to discuss a new round of the COVID booster. Advisors say that the next booster should target at least one dominant variant of the XBB that may be circulating this fall. It's not clear if the new vaccines are going to be recommended for everyone.
And Mercedes-Benz is adding ChatGPT to its cars. ChatGPT will be able to answer the driver's complex questions and have natural conversations. The feature will be available to 900,000 customers who have the Mercedes-Benz infotainment system.
Passenger princess included in the cars?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, good news for UPS workers this summer. UPS has finally equipped its truck with air conditioning. The union representing workers reached a tentative agreement on this issue, putting the heat safety measures for employees. UPS said that they, in a release, that they'll be putting AC in newly purchased small package delivery vehicles beginning on January 1st. They will be providing the hottest regions in the country when it's possible.
I would say that would affect local UPS drivers.
Yeah.
Then my dad, he was a FedEx driver for, I want to say, 35 years. And he and my mom moved down to Pace in 2019, I think it was. But he transferred from working from FedEx in Ohio down to here. And it was like early July. And then he started, FedEx, his route. And I mean, just in the matter of just a couple of months, he lost a bunch of weight driving for FedEx. And
driving in a sauna all day?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So welcome news for UPS. I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. Pop culture news. Hey, Wheel of Fortune. It's been the big talking point. I've gotten a lot of reaction on this. And I think you, Gracie, were the one who called this.
I did.
Ryan Seacrest could be the next Wheel of Fortune host. TMZ reporting that Seacrest has been in talks to take the reins after Pat Sajak steps down. Discussions, though, are still in the early stages.
And we've been getting a daily update on the Wheel of Fortune, but also the Powerball, because no one is winning.
I know.
Well, no winners in the two biggest lotteries. The Powerball jackpot is going to roll over to an estimated $366 million for Saturday night's drawing. And tomorrow's night's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $281 million.
And in a weird way, I am actually very much interested in this show. Ryan Reynolds' new show, Bedtime Stories with Ryan, will be the first original show on the streaming TV service Fubo TV. The premise of the show is exactly what it sounds like. Simply Reynolds reading bedtime stories. He has the perfect voice for that.
Yeah. And he's so funny.
I know. He's hilarious. So, yeah, I am all in on checking out that show.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bill Crosby, a sexual assault lawsuit has been filed against Bill Crosby by 9 women in the state of Nevada, which recently passed a law eliminating the statute of limitations on civil cases. NBC News reported that Crosby is being accused in the suit of using his power, fame, and persistence to isolate and sexually assault the woman. A spokesperson for Crosby said that the women are suing, motivated by an addition to a massive amount of media attention and greed.
And a little disappointed that this is going to be in Boston, but Friends will have its first permanent coffee house location. The Central Perk coffee store design will take inspiration from the original set, and it's scheduled to open later this year in Boston. 451. What's that?
I love that.
I love it. Well, I mean, it can't be in Boston. It's got to be in New York.
Yeah, I know.
Like
is
right
weird.
Off Central Park or something like that. 452. We'll take a break, come back with some wacky, weird headlines and some good news to wrap up hour number one on Pensacola right now.
It's summer savings at Daryl's of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Baby Lock Get Started kits are now available with machine purchases. Daryl's is not a handy quilter dealer, featuring long arm quilting machines. They also have a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Greasy and Joe for Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at the roads and weather. We are looking good on our roads right now, which is I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. We do have an accident on Davis Highway at Airport Boulevard, but not showing any major slowdowns. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
The rain chance is high over the next several days. That takes us all the way through the weekend and into next week as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be popping up, and at times some may be strong or even severe. We'll be watching out for that. We've had a lot of alerts lately around the area. Of course, the weather will be humid and it will be warm. Our high temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, and heat indices or feels like temperatures will be up around 100 or even above. Overnight lows, 70s, and there's a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yes, we do still have a severe weather watch in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. If you see something else on the roads, again, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, so last segment, Gracie was just auditioning for Kids Say the Darnest Things. Yes, it is Bill Cosby. Not Crosby there. I think you were just thinking about Bing Crosby because, I don't know, maybe
I
you were...
I just miss him and I just...
That's right. We all love Christmas movies and, you know, White Christmas, one of our favorites. So that's, I think, where the confusion came in.
Yes.
But yes, it's Bill Cosby. Wacky, weird stuff. So this is about as close as you're going to get to being arrested for shooting somebody in a dream. That's what happened when 62-year-old Mark DeCara from Illinois dreamed that somebody was breaking into his house. So in real life, he grabbed his .357 Magnum and shot at the intruder. The problem is that he did actually fire the gun and actually shot himself in the leg. And to make matters worse, his gun license had been revoked. So when police were investigating, he was arrested and charged.
Oh, goodness gracious. Another weird one. It almost took 3 weeks, but yesterday the cops arrested a 42-year-old man who was accused of hitting nearly 140 miles per hour on his motorcycle after he allegedly decided to not stop for the Utah Highway Patrol. Troopers didn't chase him, but the Department of Public Safety helicopter reported it and clocked him in at 138 miles an hour before he turned around and sped onto Interstate 84.
Three Jeopardy heathen contestants in the crosshairs of fans around the country for not knowing a seemingly easy clue.
Adjectives, 200.
Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
Yeah. Nobody knew it. That's right. They apparently never heard of the Lord's Prayer.
We gotta pray for them. another weird one before we get to some good news to end it. This one just sounds painful. A kidney stone larger than a baseball was returned from a patient or removed from a patient. The doctor said that the stone was over 5 inches long, weighed nearly 2 pounds. Guinness World Records confirmed that the kidney stones is the largest and heaviest that's ever been extracted through surgery.
Not passing that one.
Oh, heck no.
And congratulations to 21-year-old Max Park. He broke the world record for the fastest time to solve a 3x3x3 Rubik's Cube. It took him just 3.13 seconds. Wish it was 3.33, but that would have been too slow. 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, keeping our eye on the severe weather threat for you here. It's Pensacola right now, hour 1 in the books. We'll see you in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.